home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Friday Night Dance Party here on Rated G Radio. I am so excited to have you here for this early edition. The last couple of weeks have been super early. We've been doing it at 9 a.m. Pacific time because our guests have been overseas. But tonight our guest, Mr. Alan James, I'll be bringing him on in just a couple of moments. He's got a world premiere. I thought it was just the U.S. premiere when I said this before earlier in the week, but it's the world premiere of his album today, and he's sharing it with us. It's called Doors to Somewhere. We're going to talk all about it in the next half hour, and then just like we always do, we're going to play as much of his music as we can cram into that second half hour of the show, and I want you to go out and buy his album. Today is the first day of sale, so as we know, when you have an album and your first day of sales is out, it's important that everybody go support the cause, and nothing more important than supporting independent music around the country and around the world. Also want to let you know, hour two is your request. I've already got a line, probably I want to say, a mile long. It might be about a quarter mile long tonight. So if you want to get a request in, ping me on Facebook. I'll give you a shout out at the top of the hour, and we'll play as many songs as we can in hour number two. But without further ado, our VIP guest superstar, Mr. Alan James, is with us live from, I think, somewhere in Virginia tonight. So, Alan, welcome to the show.
Hello, Garrett, and thank you so much for having me. I'm in Northern Virginia in the Shenandoah Valley, and I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're here, but I have to ask you this because I'm here in Southern California, and I live at the beach, and I'm very grateful for that, but I kind of am in this microcosm of it never gets outside of, you know, between 68 and 73 degrees, and where I'm at today, I was in downtown Los Angeles on my way home to come to do the show tonight, and the thermometer in the car got up to 117 degrees, which is outrageously crazy for Los Angeles. What's the weather like back where you're at?
Wow. Well, we're lucking out right now. For some reason, there's no humidity. It's beautiful. It's like 80-ish and just really super. I should be outside grilling now, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Perfect. I love grilling weather. This is the perfect time for that. You know, and you know, we'll talk, you know, probably around the holidays, we'll get you back on. But, you know, we'll say, what's the weather like? I got 8 feet of snow.
Right, that's true. Hey, I would love the beach much more. I love the beach for sure. So that's great. Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about your new album. I'm so honored and grateful that you're here for a world premiere. That's what tonight is, for Doors to Somewhere. And like I said at the top of the show, right, we're going to hammer all day long. You got to go out and buy it today. It's the first day it's available. What is your album about, Alan, and what style of music should people be expecting to hear tonight?
Well, I think it's just a gathering of many years of getting my craft of music to this point. I think it's mellow, but it's energizing. People have given a lot of comments like that, but it has a rock edge. It's been compared to kind of Pink Floyd-ish, Coldplay, Peter Gabriel. I happen to really love a lot of British bands, so obviously an influence in my early youth. But I think it's people said it's pretty soothing to listen to, but energizes them as well. So that's a good comment I really liked.
Well, I like that. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. This is my first chance to talk with you. I know that we've had your interview scheduled for, probably like 2 months now. And I usually try to chit-chat with my guests beforehand, but I haven't had the chance to do that with you. So who are you, Mr. Alan James?
Right. Well, I started playing acoustic and piano very early in time, about 8 years old. And I did original songs pretty much right away. And I guess that's sort of backwards because most, you know, musicians like to, you know, do some covers and they learn a bunch of tunes and they go, I should write some. So I kind of did it that way and I really just stuck with it the entire time. And I also got the opportunity in an early age to go to Iceland and live for a few years, and that was very influential there. And I got my own guitar show there on Icelandic TV and on American Forces TV. And I was 14, so those influences just boosted it up. By the time I came back to the U.S. and started a rock band, got electric guitars, and you're influenced by all that. So that kind of gave it the edge, but I kind of started off on soft acoustics and piano And that's probably why this album, and you know, I have a lot of different flavors, but this album is in that vein of just nice keyboards, acoustic, electric, and it's not in your face, but it also doesn't put you to sleep.
That's a good combination. Did you just wake up one morning and say, I'm going to play the guitar or play the piano or sing songs or write songs? How did you get inspired to, you know, jump into the pond?
Yeah, that's a great question. My mom, lover, Mary, played classical piano and acoustic. She had a beautiful Martin guitar, which I always was wishing I could play. And, of course, that was a big influence. But I just ran with it myself. I didn't want to do lessons. So I'm self-taught in guitar, piano, and all the instruments and singing. But that was probably my first big influence. You know, she played Beatles and Simon Garfunkel and stuff, and I was amazed. It sounded beautiful. She had a beautiful voice. So obviously
wow.
Very influential when you're that young. I think all parents should get their kids into music, you know.
Well, I think it gives you a lot of opportunities for other things in life. It's not just like you're learning to
right.
play the piano, but you're learning about math, you're learning about, you know, that's a subject for a different day. I'll get off track with you.
But it was cool, and that's probably where it came from, obviously, the bands that I heard. And that was doing folk music and piano and just writing. So I had a lot of cool early songs. Matter of fact, one of the songs on the album called Parish Hill, I basically wrote in Iceland, and I was 14, and it was never recorded. So it's kind of cool. It's on this album. It means a lot to me. And then another song I wrote when I was about 16 is on the album called Endless Lake, and that also was from experiences in Iceland as well. And it just helps me, you know, bring it home, I guess, to say, you know, that they just needed the right album to be on, basically, I guess, you know.
So how did you end up in Iceland?
My stepfather was in the Navy, and they
okay.
told us how great it was. So we traveled up there, my brother and I, and my sister, Christy, and we just loved it. It's so mystical there. It's another reason I probably wrote a lot of cool songs and was influenced at an early age to say, you know, there's just a lot of cool things in life you can write about and do, you know. And then I came back, of course, here and picked up the electric and got in rock bands and started, you know, playing Kiss and Zeppelin and all the good stuff. And it went from there, but I realized later, I was like, you know what, I was even told by record executives and people to do your own songs. This is where you've got the strength. Everybody can go, you know, learn some of these other tunes. Do what you do. And I stuck with that plan the whole time, and it seems like it's cool and it's paying off.
I love that. I mean, I think my first guest in doing this for 4 years that's spent time in Iceland. Or, you know,
I would recommend you go there and enjoy and have a vacation there sometime. Maybe do a show from there since it's on the internet. It's just you'll love the people in the place. It's fantastic.
Okay, so what's the biggest misconception about living in Iceland?
That it's freezing cold and there's not much to do, or people would think it was boring or something, but I walked on glaciers, I saw volcanoes, one was erupting actually when I was there, caves, mountains. I think when you hear this album too, if you're picturing that, you know, it's almost like I want you to be in a movie a bit, you know, a really epic
oh,
movie,
wow.
And you're feeling that as you hear this album pretty much. It's just not particularly, I love doing just some rock songs or some electronic or dance songs, but really just these originals kind of portray that more of a stories and life or something, you know, in cool places that we can all go to if we really want to.
Well, let's jump in and start playing some of your music. Otherwise, I'll just
cool.
shut your ear off for the next half hour. Where should we start on the album? What's the best place that you would like us to begin the journey?
Well, I think a great beginner, and it starts off on the album too, is a song Choose Life, so that would be great. And I think in that song I'm saying the things that, you know, you can do anything you really want to do if you want to go out there and do it. So hopefully that does touch some people.
Right on. Well, let's do it. And for everybody who's new to the show, this is the Friday Night Dance Party. So if you're sitting down at your computer, if nothing else, it's time for you to at least stand up and move a little bit as you start listening to Alan James. This is Choose Life off of his brand new album, Doors to Somewhere, world premiere tonight. You're hearing it here first. We'll be back right after this. kick off the Friday Night Dance Party with Mr. Alan James. His album Doors to Somewhere is a world premiere here tonight. That is the song Choose Life, the first track off of the album. Alan, welcome back. And, you know, I get goosebumps playing that song. And I'm going to tell you that now that we're playing the music, I'm going to take the top down on my Camaro tomorrow. And as I'm driving around Huntington Beach, I'm just going to be blasting this all over the place. So
that sounds like a great way to listen to it.
I may have to get like a magnetic decal or something and stick on the car and say, you know, go get, you know, the Doors to Somewhere by Alan James on iTunes. But what's when you do something like this, what's your – you've been in band since like you were, you know, knee-high to a grasshopper. When did you decide you wanted to do this project, and how long did it take for you to bring it all together?
Well, you know, speaking of that, I mean, you know, I met Jamesy from the record company that I just got with, and I don't know if we would cover that later, but that's kind of when I began. I was sort of working on my own album. But as you're alone doing it, it's a more slow process. You don't have a fire. You know, you have a fire, but it's not a fire where you're actually getting signed. So I met him, like, you know, over a little bit a year ago. And I had noticed as I was watching YouTube, I was like, who is this fellow over here? What is this Alan James over here? and I clicked it and watched the interview that he did there by the Oceanside. Was sipping some wine. I go, oh my gosh, who is this guy? This is fantastic. So immediately that early morning, I shot him a quick email with links to my songs, and it kind of went from there and took off. And he then said, you know, please send me hard copies of everything, and I did. And then we were on the phone, and we started immediately working on an album. So that's kind of how long this album took. You know, kicking songs out and so forth a year. I certainly kept telling him, I go, I don't think a new album will take that much, that long next time. It's just that I was new to the process. We didn't know each other. And I wanted to make sure that I had the right songs for this particular first debut album, you know.
Well, you got to do it right. Otherwise, you know, why do it at all? So when you're going in to write songs here, Alan, what you do you put yourself in like a dark room with a candle? Are you out in the forests of Virginia? You know, where do you go to write and how do you write and where do you get inspiration?
Well, I think it's just, that's a great question. I love it. I think it's just magic. I don't know. You just do it. Similar how I try to do any graphics or anything that I mess with. It's like, it seems like if you just go fast, do what you're feeling, it comes out. If you think too hard and spend too much time, then it doesn't come out quite right, and everyone's like, oh, they really love the song that I wrote, you know, in 15 minutes compared to the one that took, you know, 3 weeks. So I just do it anytime on piano or acoustic, and then I keep those bits. I think a great thing for artists to do these days, which is great with technology, is record what you have so far so that you don't forget it, because I certainly don't write it down in musical notes on paper. And then I go back to it, and I went back to it even on this album when I first met Jamesy and Butt Music Group. And that's how I do it. I basically anywhere, in the studio, on the porch, anywhere. And I'm inspired just by things all around me, life, you know. And,
how
and
cool is it? Now, do you have a studio in your home, or where did you record this?
I did. I think that's the other odd thing about this whole journey. I like the way you use that word somewhere. I think you wrote something that said, you know, his musical journey, because I have been building this up for a long time, thinking, okay, every house I bought, I built a studio in the basement. I did it on purpose for this reason. Everything that I've purchased in computers or software really was to prepare for a platform to be able to launch. I don't know how else to explain it. It's pretty funny, but that's what I did.
During this process, how many songs did you go through to get down to these final 12?
Well, since I really didn't know Jamesy and he really liked the demo songs, he immediately said, well, look, you know, I'm sure the other albums you sent me are really great. I'm not going to listen to those right yet, but I really like these demos you sent me. And he went down the list of them, and it was really about, say, 20 songs out of about 27 songs that he really liked. So it started out with about 24 tunes.
So was there, what was the, I guess, the culling process to get it down to the 12 that you have now?
That was the really hard one. I obviously went to work right away, super excited, jumping around the room, you know, thinking, wow, I'm somebody with some great ears and has connections and is so well known in the music biz and stuff. This is fantastic. This is awesome. So I immediately worked hard, but some of the songs, like the song on there called Let It Go, it was basically already done. I really didn't touch it, except maybe the mastering. And other songs I started doing right away, and we just started kicking out ones which I already knew they weren't strong enough, as far as I knew, simply because the record company didn't know. I was like, these songs are me just jamming, figuring out a new song. And that
okay.
meant that if I wanted to get an album out quick, that means I actually had to write the song and finish it. So that would have been very difficult in this process and would slow things down. So I actually started throwing some other cool songs that I had already written to the record company. And when I got the thumbs up, I was like, all right, this is great, cool, this is a good song. So I did throw about, I don't know, maybe five other new ones in there that they had never heard. But you know, Jamesy said, hey, this is great, put it on there. Other ones, you know, I had some really cool instrumental rock songs that are a little more edgy. But really when we heard the album, I love the way he works and the way they work. It just was really smooth and flowing. We talked on the same wavelength, and it was easy. It seemed like it was meant to be. We didn't have to work too hard to make it happen, and I love that. That's the way when you write a song, it should be that way. It shouldn't be hard, you know.
Well, if it's meant to be, I'm a big fan of believing that it happens easily. Now,
mm-hmm.
we're getting close to our time together,
right.
coming to a close here. So with the album, Doors to Somewhere, what kind of journey do you want the listeners to take with you today?
Well, I just hope that they, have a chance to listen and enjoy it. I'm getting great feedback from internet radio fans. I have put up some of the songs over, say, the past year or so up on the internet radio, and I've gathered over 6,000 fans on there. And it's interesting to hear their comments and see. It's a great thing for any musician to do, put them up on the radio like that and see what the fans are really liking. And which ones you don't get much input on. And so far it's been great input. So I'm just ready to take the ride and enjoy and work hard on this and go to the next phase of promotion. So hopefully they listen and buy the album and keep it because it's going to be a classic.
I think so too. And what's been the most surprising thing that's happened to you during this past year?
Well, I think somehow fate in life and whatever, I don't know really how to explain it here on the quick interview, but I and me working hard on this, that somehow things work out, you stick with it, and you stay true to your cause and passion about it, and people can read that. And I think Jamesy of the Butt Music reads things very well, obviously with all his experience, so I'm super happy to be on board, and I'm ready for the next album. And though he keeps telling me we have to really focus on this one first,
you got to go sell this one before you get to the album number two. So
that's right.
We got to make sure people know where to find you. How do you like to be contacted via social media? How do you like to stay in contact with your fans?
Well, they can go to the Facebook Alan James Music or www.alanjamesmusic.com as well. And I'm off the buttmusic.com website as well, listed in their acts. So any of those ways, social media obviously is growing so huge, but his website, my website, or Facebook, and just look up Alan James Music. And then, of course, we're on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com.
So I got a question for you, and I get a different answer, surprisingly, from most of the artists that I talk to. So everybody's different
right.
here. Do you have a preferred place you want people to go to buy your album today? Like, do you want them to go to your website? Do you want them to go to iTunes? Do you want them to go to CD Baby? What's your preferred direction for folks?
You know, I think you and I could probably have another hour radio show on the music.
We'll bring you back.
Because I know you're in this, too. It is just changing so rapidly. I don't have a preference. it's fantastic that we can be out on the web, but it's just changing so quickly. You know, iTunes is cool if you've got the app, you know, the iTunes on your home computer. I personally love a hard copy, the old albums and the artwork, so I love a hard copy, but and CD Baby is awesome. Any of them, you can download it. I like the high quality a little bit more on the actual hard copy, but for quickness, I would download it as well. So, you know.
There we go. Well, I think that's the important thing. Everybody, it's Alan James, Doors to Summer. His brand new album is out today. So this is truly a world premiere. You are hearing the music first. I do have a link on the show page for Rated G Radio to go and listen or go to iTunes and actually purchase that. So if you'd like to go to iTunes, I command you now. Go click that link. And spend the money, help support an independent musician with a fantastic album. This is actually a by popular request, believe it or not. This is track number 4. It's called Saving Angels. And we're going to be playing Alan's music now through the top of the hour. So just get out of your chair, start moving around. We'll be back at the top of the hour to say hi to everybody and take your requests for hour number 2. Alan, it's been a pleasure. I wish you great success with this. You can come back anytime. This is Saving Angels.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks, Garrett. Have a great one.